Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Many parents cherish that warm, positive relationship they have with their children. But how do they keep it when a child flat out refuses to do what they need to do? Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast titled, Get the Moral Authority to Set Effective Limits. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and that's me. I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family that you work for every single day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question. So come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And let's remember, this is an educational podcast. It's not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Okay, well, I was talking with a mom the other day, and she was telling me about her 8-year-old son, whom she describes as very active, and he's happy, smart, athletic, takes a lot of energy to parent. She says he's cooperative with most things, but once in a while, it's really hard to get him to do what he needs to do. She said that the other day he didn't want to go to school. He said he was just too anxious. Well, this was a casual discussion I had with this mom, so I didn't know exactly what he was anxious about, but mom's question was, how do I get him to do something he flat out doesn't want to do? After all, I don't want to force him or make him miserable. Mom said she was a fan of my podcasts, which makes me really happy. And it seems to her like I have such clear answers and was wondering if I had a clear answer for her. Well, I lied and told Mom I did. But because, you know, these things are more nuanced than I often make them sound. But if you have a couple of clear principles in mind, you can make things a lot simpler. So I said to my friend, like a lot of moms, I'm sure you get cooperation from your child by using warmth, by being inviting, encouraging, being playful, and using humor, explaining things, and maybe even some bribing, right? It's common enough, we all do it. So that way we build the relationship with our children based on a very positive, warm way of getting things done. Make them know that their parent cares about their feelings. Who can argue with that? It sounds wonderful, and it is wonderful. But what happens when that doesn't work? How can we get the cooperation without ruining that trusting, warm, respectful relationship that we've built? Well, I explained to Mom that the way forward is with an abundance of positivity. Of course, Mom would want to know what the source of her son's anxiety was and problem solve that with him. And then I showed her an example of what it might sound like if she was offering a really positive way forward with her son. And for the sake of this mini role play, let's name her son Tyler. Tyler, you're one amazing kid. You know, the way you played in that soccer game this weekend, that was unbelievable. You never quit out there, and you did everything the coach asked, and you were exhausted, and you played really, really well, even though it was really, really hard. And remember all those subtraction problems you did last night? There were so many, and you were getting tired, and some were really tricky. Well, that was really hard, wasn't it? And you didn't like it, but you stuck with it, and you did it, and you actually got them all correct. You know, I can say a lot of wonderful things about you, Tyler, because you're a wonderful kid. You're kind and you're thoughtful and you're smart and you're talented. But one of the most important things I can say about you is you're not afraid of doing hard things. When you put your mind to something, watch out, Tyler is on the hunt. You're feeling anxious about going to school, and anxiety is a feeling. It's a feeling that we don't particularly like. And going to school when you're feeling anxious about something, that's hard. But remember, you're not afraid of doing hard things, and now the hard thing is learning how to make yourself feel less anxious and get ready to face whatever it is you're anxious about at school. So here are some skills you can use. Think of positive things. Think of winning that soccer game. Think of the camping trip we went on. Think of snuggling with your dog. These are great ways to feel better. Another is to stop thinking at all and just start noticing your surroundings. Notice the feeling of the air on your face while we walk to school. Notice all the different kinds of flowers and trees we see on the way to school. These are ways that we handle our anxiety. So get yourself ready and off we go. So I explained to this mom that it's our positivity that gives us the moral authority to place clear limits and establish parameters for our kids. That way, they know what we're asking of them is in their best interest, that it's safe, and that they will be successful. Kids are experiencing many things for the first time, so they're insecure about how to deal with things. In this case, Tyler may not know how to deal with his situation or his anxiety about it. And I think we can all agree that moving forward in the face of anxiety isn't easy even for adults, and it's very, very necessary. So in this case, if mom is confident that Tyler can deal with his anxiety and be okay, then Tyler can learn to be okay with his anxiety. And now, and in situations in the future as well. And a child or adolescent who can do hard things and manage their uncomfortable feelings, well, that's one empowered kid. And you're not going to raise an empowered kid if you aren't an empowered parent. So moms and dads out there, and let's add teachers and therapists and coaches as well to help our kids find their potential and overcome their fears and their perceived limitations, we need to believe in them. We need to see their wonderful qualities and their capabilities and mirror it back for them. Don't be afraid to be effusive in your expression of faith in them. We can't use that lecturing tone. You know, son, you can do it if you put your mind to it. Or, you have all the potential in the world. You just have to make up your mind to use it, son. That's just a lecture, a burden, and will make kids feel shame that they aren't living up to our expectations. It needs to be genuinely positive and affirming. That way, they'll get the right message, and they will see themselves through our affirming eyes. Thanks for tuning in, folks. And have you read my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle? Well, whether you have or not, you can go to the publisher, New Harbinger Publications, enter the title, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, click on Free Accessories, and download the chapter for teens only. It also comes with a free control battle assessment. Control battles are a family affair, so we might as well include your youth in resolving it. And it's free. And that's my favorite price. How about you? And remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neilbrown.com/submit. and enter your question for Neil Dare. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.